Number 22.
A remarkable story. It's Zion Harvey. You might not know his name. It's not a household one. But the 8-year-old from Philadelphia made it into the Five Live hit list this week after he became the youngest ever recipient of a double hand transplant. You'll remember this from earlier in the week. It's not real human hands. Earlier this week, his mother told the media what her son's first words were following that operation.
First he said, "I want mommy." But I was there, so I stepped up. And then he said he wanted to see his hands. So I took a picture of them because he really couldn't look down and see them. And I showed him.
There you go. He's been making news all week. And Zion has also been answering his own questions and was asked if he was worried about anything going wrong.
It wouldn't matter to me because I'm supporting family, supporting cousins, supporting grandparents. I would have my family to fall back on.
A remarkable story, really. But what does it mean for the future of transplant procedures? Well, joining me now to give us an idea is hand transplant surgeon Linda Sandales. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
What is then a double hand transplant? How difficult is the procedure?
Well, the technical aspects of the procedure are very well described, and it's a routine procedure that we do in the field of microsurgery and reconstruction of the upper extremity. And replantation, which is sort of a similar technique, it's been done all over the world by plastic surgeons and orthopedic surgeons and people who do replantation. So hand transplantation is a result of the lessons that we have learned both from microsurgery as well as transplantation in the development of immunosuppression to be able to prevent those hands from being rejected.
How difficult is the procedure, though?
The procedure is a very sophisticated procedure. It's a long procedure that takes, 15 hours average. It's a very big team involving, for a bilateral hand transplant, it could be, involving 20 people in the operating room for at least 10 hours.
Wow. Okay. And this particular operation that's made headlines this week of this little boy, Zion, has that anything like that ever been done before?
So this is the first time that a bilateral hand transplant has performed in a child from a deceased donor. However, there have been cases where upper extremity has been transplanted from an identical twin in Malaysia. Now, the difference between these two cases is that in the case of the child that received both hands recently in Philadelphia, the child needs immunosuppression because it comes from another child. However, the case that I mentioned that I was performing in Malaysia is from an identical twin. Therefore, even though it was a transplant, immunologically, the recipient does not need immunosuppression to keep that arm without rejecting.
Okay, so you need to have that level there to make sure that it will be accepted as well as physically going over. In terms of the future of transplants, what about head and facial transplants? Are we any nearer to that? Because I've been seeing a few stories making the news.
Well, the two most common transplants performed in an emerging field called vascularized composite allografts is face and limb. And both face and limbs have been performed in Europe as well as in the United States as well as in other countries. Those are the most common. Now, the most common out of the hand and face, it will be the upper extremity. Those are the most common. And currently over perhaps 50 patients have received upper extremity transplantation around the world.
And head transplants?
Well, I think the transplantation of the central nervous system and the spinal cord is both not only technically and biologically infeasible, but there's no experimental evidence that will support the likelihood of success or the capacity for regeneration.
All right. Well, Dr. Linda Sandalis, thank you for that insight.